Fantastic. Leavers, ready to rock.
Weekly Marina Report.
Hi, everybody.
This is Things Found on Matches.
Running in and out of the bathroom like flapjacks. I mean, it was cool.
Designed to eradicate that 4-hour erection for that Chewbacca in the corner your friend is after.
Welcome to Bedtime Reviva!
Oh my god! I'm going after women! When I sit on the toilet and I'm giving a good show!
Welcome to Reviva's News!
Beaver believers out there, welcome to another exciting, fun-filled, awesomely packed, super jam-tacular, awesome, timely Beaver. And today, coming to you from a moody blue neon light room in Beaverton, Oregon, it's me, and we have coming to us via internet.
We have Dave in the rain-soaked state of California. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Good. What's going on, buddy?
Not too much. Weekends go by way too fast.
Yep, and the weekdays drag.
Oh, they so do. Man, I went to the eye doctor today and got the guy's like, whoa! I'm not sure if it was a scam to get me out of more money or what, or if the insurance companies just like to watch their clients suffer. But my insurance would pay to have my eyes dilated and examined, or B, I could pay $25 and get a picture taken from this little machine that would take all of like 30 seconds. So I decided to fork up the $30 so I didn't have to get my eyes dilated, and yeah. Here I am today talking to you, and I can see, my brothers. I can
see the light.
The Lord has saved me. Hallelujah. I can see by paying the eye doctor $25.
Nice.
There you go.
So you're spared the glasses, huh?
I was spared the glasses. I was spared the torture, and I've never had my eyes dilated. I'm so happy I probably never will.
Nice.
Go technology.
Ooh. I know, seriously. But man, that like, what did they do? They just put some drops in to dilate your pupils, or what?
All I did was I put my eyeball up against this spongy thing with this green light, and it just did this, and just took a picture of the inside of my eye.
Nice.
And that was it. Didn't have to do anything else.
Don't you love the advancements we have these days?
Oh man, it was crazy. He showed me it. I could see my blood vessels in my eye, the main nerve, I guess. It goes to the brain.
Really?
You could see the pad where all the cones and rods. I mean, this was like a pretty clear picture of the inside of my eyeball.
No way.
Yeah, just apparently the guy says it goes right in through your retina or the open part of your iris.
Yeah.
And it just takes a picture through that right of the inside.
That's
crazy.
It's
kind of trippy, but
that is cool. But
it is sweet.
I've never had my eyes checked, knock on wood, so I don't know. Hopefully.
You don't know how blind you are, do you?
Seriously. Well, last time I had my vision checked out, it was better than 20/20, so.
Oh, then you have nothing to fear.
Yeah. Very true, but I know someone who's got something to fear, Ted.
Ooh, who's got fear, Dave? I'm fearing. I feel fear.
His name is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ooh,
He got smoked yesterday.
Oh, did he? Tell me all about it, because I've been seeing tidbits of it on CNN.
Oh man, he asked for a special election, you know, and it was just like a bunch of, you know, propositions that were on the ballot, and none of his, and he went over 8 on his scorecard, you know, everything like got shot down, like it was insane. I mean, he wanted, it was anti-unions, you know, his like own. He wanted pretty much autonomy when it came to spending limits, and then one of the proposals was a a redistricting measure where three judges, retired judges, would draw up the political district. All of them got shot down big time. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, they all just got,
damn.
I mean, they got annihilated. So I watched his, you know, sort of his conciliatory speech, and he's like, he kind of made it sound like he was, you know, he didn't concede defeat, and he didn't apologize or anything, but he kind of hinted that he was going to make a run for the governor in next year, because his term is up next year.
You know, I thought he was running this time. I thought that would have been really cool.
No, he's going to get, but there's no way, like, he's going to have to pull out something pretty amazing in order to get the respect of the people, because he is just, man. I mean, I think something like 15 of the last 19 California governors have been Republican. It is a real liberal state, real democratic state. And so, I mean, people use the argument that, you know, oh, we just kick out any Republican, you know, candidates. A bunch of crap. I mean, you know, almost 80% of the last 20 have been Republican. So, you know, there's not necessarily any politics. And he was just so far right that, you know, even people, moderates, were just like, this guy's an idiot. So the Terminator got terminated.
Well, hey, I'm glad I don't live in California is all I have to say. Up here we got governors doing meth. One of our Senate panelists got busted for possession of meth. Yeah.
Speaking of which, I don't know, this doesn't relate to meth, but did you hear that I think it's in Colorado, you're allowed to walk around with a
helmet? Oh, that is, go Colorado, man.
Is that not crazy?
That is awesome. We will... buying, selling, or having, or you can possess it, or whatever. But
you can do whatever, as long as it's up to an ounce. Anything over it, then they can pop
you. Pull out. Well, here's to you, Colorado.
I know, seriously, huh? Now, talk about a liberal state there.
Oh, yeah! Colorado!
I don't know, but that's crazy. That's, obviously, people are in a huff over that, but I just heard about that.
Let's just legalize the shit and get back to the way things were.
You know, it's funny. Some leader of a drug cartel in Mexico or in South America or Central America somewhere said that if they legalize most of the drugs, then the drug cartels would pretty much be bankrupt and go out of business. Like, they rely so much on American kids and their contributions.
Well, damn right. We're the country with the money. We're the people with the, you know, addicts. I think everywhere else they mostly drink tequila and they drink. They do opiates.
Fun and they stuff. Do lines.
Lines of Coke. Coke's good. Keeps you up all weekend.
Yep, exactly. Get super wired.
Oh, yeah. You could do the work of 10 men on that.
I know, man. We could do 50 Timely Beavers in 2 days.
Let's do it, Dave. Right now. Let's do it.
Welcome to the Nerd Herd. Yeah. You know, cheers. I don't know how you cheers like a straw, I guess.
I don't know either, but here we have our musical guest tonight being Ten Shot.
Nice.
Yes, they are coming to us from bright and sunny California.
Cool.
I just checked right before recording this show, and they have a brand new website. They were
what
using a myspace.com/10shot, but now you can find them at 10shot.com. So
hey,
definitely
good.
Go there and check out all the fun shit and all the shows they'll be playing soon.
Yeah, another great Bay Area band, or not Bay Area, I don't know where they're from.
Take
exactly.
That back.
Another great California band.
There we go. We do not know the location of this band.
Yeah. So any 10 Shot members, call in and tell us where you guys are, because we want to... California's got...
Springfield, California.
That's your default answer for everything, Ted.
It is my default answer for everything. Damn it, it works so well on TV.
Yes, I know.
Anyways.
742 Evergreen Terrace.
Anyways, here's 10 Shot with FYB.
You said
Ten Shot, and they rock. So check them out. Check out TenShot.com, and they're brought to us by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com.
Another great California band, Ted.
Another great California corporation. And if we were getting sponsors or even getting paid, they'd be a nice corporation to be paid by because they have no money. And I don't know
exactly
what I'm talking about anymore.
So, I don't know either.
Screw y'all. I'm going to Hope. You and Chris were going camping last time we talked.
That's right. That's
Did you guys
right.
ever no. make it out?
No, we got weathered out. So we're going to go. We were supposed to go last week. So tonight's Monday night, and we're heading up tomorrow night or Wednesday, weather depending on everything. So.
Oh man. So, yeah. So what was the weather like? That or what were the circumstances that caused the camping to be postponed?
There was a rainstorm that moved. It was weird. Like, you know, last week, we got the remnants of the storm that hit you guys. And shot right down the coast. But unfortunately,
We didn't get much. Good storms.
It was weird. Like, it was everywhere around us got soaked except us. We were like a donut, you know, and like right in the middle of the donut, we got nothing. Everything else around us, like the perimeter, got soaked. So,
wow.
Kind of sucked, but so then the weird thing is that most storms travel, you know, they come from the Pacific and then they travel southeast. And the weird thing was this last storm that moved up, it actually moved northwest, so it was like a weird low pressure system that went, you know, it's kind of abnormal. So like the southern states got it first, then we got hit, but we didn't get much of anything either. So, but anyways, like the beaches, we're going to go camp on the beach, and they got pretty much, you know, they got a good
they got drenched.
Yeah, good.
They
good,
got wet.
Pretty much they got wet, you know.
They got peed on by Zeus.
Yep, so no good camping weather, so we're going to try it again next week. And
What happened to the Zeus that used to turn into a bull and chase women? He grew up. Maybe you should too.
Which one was that?
Oh, that was one of the Tall Tale episodes.
That's classic.
Oh man, yeah, whatever.
That's classic.
I can't do the accents or the characters very well, so I apologize for that to everyone. Please forgive me. Do not paddle my ass too hard,
Ted. I didn't know who it was.
Crossing the sea of swollen ass.
That was good. That was good. The Stonecutters.
Yeah. All right. So
back to it.
Back to things like the good Simpsons skits and parodies. Is the original Timely Beaver parodies this week or today? Not this week because it is today. But yes, here is Rock Idol with Vince Lee from the original. Yeah. From the original Timely Beaver.
Greetings, all you minor age school kids out there. Welcome to another edition of Rock Idol with Vince Lee. All right! Today I'm going to teach you one of the key secrets to rock, like the plumage on a cock. Long hair! That's right, long hair! Great hair dates back to the 1950s, believe it or not, where it originated from the head of one glorious rocker. Elvis! As the years progressed, other individuals started to appear with even longer, more glorious hair. In the trippin' 60s, classic 70s, glam 80s, and grunge 90s. And it can even be found as recently as Alternaday. No fooling. A few positive places to grow your long mop of flowing threads is, of course, on your head. Unless your rug is running thin. And can we please put an end to the comb-overs, my bald eagle brethren? Okay! Now, there is also plenty of other places to grow long locks of luxurious hair besides your noggin, and I'm not talking about your nose and ears, people. A little trade secret from Vince Lee to all you up-and-comers who are beginning to grow out your hair. When a groupie sees those braids coming through your jockeys, Rapunzel will be on her knees in no time. All right! And as for facial hair, use at your own discretion. Under no circumstance should you ladies out there be sporting those mustaches. For God's sake, that's a simple Vince Lee rule of the rock road. Okay, to keep all your flowing locks of hair at their peak performance, serious maintenance is needed. So rinse, lather, and repeat. And I'm not kidding around here, metalheads. Always repeat. And this has been Rock Idol with Vince Lee.
Oh, that's a nice little guitarist, Ted.
Hey, thanks. I made that up in all of 30 seconds.
Not bad.
Pretty nice. If you want, I'll sell you the, sheet music for $1 a page.
Yeah, no, tab that out and email
it
to me.
I'll tab it out for you. $1 a page, yeah. PayPal.
All right. How many pages are we talking? About 10?
Yeah, I think that's about right. It was a very complex song with many integral parts and melody beat changes.
Hey, I noticed riffs, that, man. Yeah, exactly. How many key signature changes were there?
Way too many to count. Way too many to count, my friend.
Well, you definitely did a yeoman's job there, man.
Sweet. Well, man, work's busting my ass. We got so much shit to do at work, and I'm pissing away at the eye doctor and making timely beavers. What the hell's up with that?
I don't know, man. I don't get it.
I'm a beast or a...
Crazy, huh?
I'm a mockery of my own creation. Creation! Yeah.
Oh, man.
So this is the part of the show where we've run out of things to say. So we stand around and we'll make barn animal noises. You try to guess what I am, Dave.
Okay, Ted.
Bah.
You are...
Bah.
I think you're...
Bah. Come here, little dog.
Oh, man, that's
funny.
Oh, that's
good stuff.
I think you're a sheep that's on crack.
Right on!
Ding, ding, is that right? Ding.
I think you are. That was good.
Awesome, awesome.
Well, do you know what this sounds like?
Go ahead. Ted, this sounds like Ten Shot, and it sounds like Coffin from Ten Shot.
It is, Dave. Tell them what the audience wins.
You guys win 3 minutes of sheer bliss.
Existence is really killing me. I changed my ways, but I kinda like them. I'm not afraid of death anyway. I'm just ready for a change. I just wanna feel different. May as well be colorblind, cause everything else is fading away. This cigarette burns my throat, but this air is too damn sterile to me. Get out of my head. Go someplace better than this. I'm tired of wasting my time putting nails in the lid of my young fucking coffin. I'm at the end of my rope. In fact, I'm swimming from it. From here the world looks fucking beautiful. Die. At least I'll go down swinging. I'll go down swinging from the rafters. Rafters. Get out of my head. Go someplace better than this. I'm tired of wasting my time putting nails in the lid of my own fucking coffin. Get out of my head. Go someplace better than this. I'm tired of wasting my time putting nails in the lid of my own fucking coffin.
Nice. Well executed. Well played, my man. Touché, touché. Retreat to the Hamptons.
ready, honey? I think someone picked you up in the back seat. I'm not paying you to talk.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Faster, Daddy, faster. He's still gaining on us.
I can't. It's a Geo. Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh, shit.
You still owe me 10 Iroquois ayayas. 10 ayayas.
Crack a little, deck a little. All right. So I think we've reached the end of another successful Timely Beaver.
Yes. By the way, Ted, any pet peeves and
any new things for me? Well, big natural boobies and porn videos are always a thing that pleases.
I know another thing that pleases for you.
What's that?
Paying $30 to not get your pupils dilated.
Yeah, that's another thing that pleases. Good shot. I like that. That was it.
Yeah.
Zip.
Pet peeves. Pet peeves is actually having to pay the $30 to, not have to get your pupils dilated.
Yeah, so. It's a catch-22, a little of both.
Yeah, exactly. So, But, that's the way it is, the way that it goes.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it is, sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't. Almond joys got nuts, and now
don't. You can reach the Timely Beaver at 206.
206.
222.
23. 28.
I
beat you.
I passed a gallstone. Or you can reach us at
www.timelybeaver.com.
I fucking crapped myself.
TimelyBeaver at gmail.com.
That's where you can email us at.
Check us out at www.timelybeaver.com. And we want to thank who today, Ted?
We want to thank Ten Shot for being really awesome ass bitches out there in California,
man,
that are rocking some ass, shaving some heads, and banging and throwing those goats. So keep jumping around the stage, little kitties.
Yep, rock on. So.
Hey, kitty cat, how you doing?
Hey, kitty.
Oh, so thank you. Check them out at tenshot.com.
Yep.
And Dave,
thank you, Ted.
Thank you. And we will talk to you soon.
Good night, everybody.
Are you in Colorado?
I am.
I heard you like to go.